return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Weekdays, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Stream 2 hours during the heart of the day. Podcast, the first hour, will be on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Hopefully, shortly, you'll have both hours. Until then, both hours are going to be documented or archived on 1360khnc.com, I think, beginning this week. Well, I forgot tomorrow is the 4th. But both hours will be archived on 1360khnc.com. In the first hour, I covered a few things that I feel are important. One is the coming draft of American youth once again. The nations of the world, when we announced this roughly 2 weeks ago, all of the countries are aware now of our intentions in 2025. America is going to war. We are going to enter a season of conquest internationally for many reasons that I've discussed in previous programs. I like to rehearse these things because it needs to get into the long-term memory of the listeners. I can cover many different news that people are covering, but the big news, the most important news, is what is coming, what is out 2, 3, 5 months, and not from the standpoint of I can read and look at what the news is saying and the projections. No, I don't do it that way. I look at what the Bible says, because the Bible, what it says, is accurate. It is perfect. It will come to pass. I come from that position, and I do not deviate from that position. Now, my interpretation, that can be the problem. If my interpretation is not in sync with the prophecies in the Bible, then I'm definitely going to be off course. I try not to, unless I say I think that, or this may happen. If I don't know, I won't say it's definite. Definitely. At some point, Barack Obama will once again be the leader of America. That is definite. I can say that. Now you are. It's springtime. The ice is starting to melt, but there's still a little ice on the lake. I'm out in the middle of the lake, saying that I believe, in my interpretations of what the scripture is saying about we being in the last decade, the ice will hold me. I will not break through. We are in the last decade. The signs are evident. The signs are evident. The problem is not the signs. Not the signs that America is going to war in 2025. Big sign. Massive sign. The nations are... They are not going to assume we're going to war. They know America is going to war. They're convinced. And they're hoping that their target isn't on their back. We're in the last decade. Xi Jinping, if fate doesn't reach into time and remove him, he will be the president of China that will take China and the armies of China, and he will be the individual that will work agreements with the Asian sisters, the Asian family, and they will agree, they will march with him west on the One Belt Road and then south into the Middle East for Armageddon. Vladimir Putin, in the future, after probably the end of this month, I'm going to begin to talk more about Vladimir Putin and the prophecies about Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. Russia has a destiny in the Middle East. It has a destiny to be destroyed by God in the Middle East with Iran and with some of the other Soviet bloc nations, possibly the armies of Ukraine. I'm still saying that I think the Ukrainian armies may come too. Is Vladimir going to work something out with Zelensky? Well, right now, Zelensky's being thrown under the hull of the ship. This man is corrupt. He's corrupt to the to his DNA. His wife just bought Bugatti. They manufacture these very, very nice. I mean, these cars are top. They're top tier. I've seen a Bugatti. I was watching a YouTube one day. Man, these vehicles are in another world. Well, they just came out with a new model. Something billion. There's 250 of them that have been manufactured. They sell for like 4.5 million euros, I think it is. And Zelensky's wife, the middle of June, she went to France and purchased a Bugatti. I can't remember the name of the car, but it ends with billion. And corrupt, totally corrupt, to the DNA. He and his wife both. The young men of Ukraine are being sacrificed. Listen to me. When I say sacrificed, I'm a minister. I'm a minister. I have a ministry. I don't use the term sacrificed casually. I use this term meaning exactly what it means. These people in Ukraine, this is a sacrifice to the devil. These wars are people in the occult. I'm going to stop. I'll get to it when I get back. The Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Do you want to eat bread again and feel energized and not feel bloated and tired and sick? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we offer superfood, ancient grain, stone ground bread made like 1,000 years ago. please call me 954-541-4062 or order online at veganbakerymiami.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over. Your entire order ships absolutely free.
We cannot fight against the monster. Are the families that are directing what happens in this world, can we stop what they're doing? Can we stop the wars? No, we can't. This is what Christ was saying in Revelation. He only will be able to lock Satan in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. He personally will take the Antichrist and the false prophet alive and throw them into the lake of fire. He will come to the great winepress in the Middle East, in the area of Jerusalem to the east and to the north, a little bit to the south, and he will destroy these grapes of wrath, these armies that have been ordained to be destroyed and crushed. Only Christ will do that. We, our duty, what's in our hand is we get to decide, because we have free will, whether we want to accept the fact that God does exist, that his Son did die for our sins to give us eternal life, that we have an opportunity in what's coming to ask for God's help. The world needs a Messiah. The world needs a Savior. The world needs someone to protect them from all the evil. There is that person, God himself, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God himself. There is a plurality. There is a, we call it in the Christian West, a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That same individual, that same Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit, lives in the spirit, in the hearts of true born-again people. The world, Christ said that he is the only one that gives is available for eternal salvation. And Christ is going to reveal himself to the world, and millions of people are going to receive Christ before they leave this earth. But then you're going to have the wicked, no matter what. They love their evil more than they would desire to repent and have eternal life. They'll take the consequences of eternity in fire, but they want to continue lying. They want to steal. They want to commit their fornications. And God says, okay, you have free will. The time that Christ in Matthew chapter 24, he said there would be a time like the days of Noah, when men were eating and drinking, marrying, divorcing, marrying and divorcing, marrying again and divorcing, and eating and drinking. Uh-oh, I forgot to take my phone out of the room. So I had to shut it off. And that's what we do. We forget to take our phone away from the microphone. So they're eating and drinking, and Christ said that just like it was in the days of Noah, when destruction came on the world and they were swept away by the flood, he said that the days before his coming, Satan's plan is to, no matter what, at all costs, either the world will serve him or he will destroy the world. He's vindictive. His children are vindictive. So he will destroy the earth if need be. And it even says in the book of Revelation that there comes a point where he actually comes down out of heaven because he's so angry. He's going to do the job himself. We're in the final decade. The ministers in this country, as a fellow minister, I have been telling fellow ministers from the 80s, the early 80s, 81, America's in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18. They refused to listen. But now, the ministers of the land, some are going to begin to wake up, and they realize that, yes, the United States is in the Bible. Russia is in the Bible, Ezekiel 38 and 39. China is in the Bible, and the Asian sisters, Revelation chapter 16. And that, yes, there will be some Christians say that there will be no antichrist, it's just a spirit. No, there will be an individual with a false prophet, and they will come out of the West and give you more details. They will be baby boom generation children out of the United States of America, born in America in the baby boom generation after World War II. These are the details that are in the scripture. And the Christian ministers of the land who should know the prophecies of our time don't. Even if they do, it will cost them their retirement and the way to make a living. Will they be faithful to reveal what God shows them? No. Because most are really not called by God to be God's servants in the areas of responsibility. They won't tell you the truth. The reason I can tell you the truth is because I give you the evidence of the signs. Russia would become a great nation. Russia would become a powerful nation, though America's tried to destroy it since the 1800s, late 1800s. Our plan was always to destroy Russia. But the Bible says in Ezekiel 38:39, Russia will become a great, powerful empire economically, politically, and militarily, and challenge America. And they would have to have a leader that would take them out of basically poverty and maybe a force because of nuclear weapons. But as far as a nation, they are struggling. But there would be a leader who would take Russia and turn things around. Well, we know that leader as Vladimir Putin. This man from the 70s, when he was in Germany, stationed in intelligence, he knew Angela Merkel. He knew all about Angela Merkel. I've discussed this on previous programs years ago on this station, on the earlier programs, open forum. Angela Merkel, being Adolf Hitler's daughter through, artificial insemination. And Vladimir Putin has all the documentation. So you have Adolf Hitler's daughter, Angela Merkel, the head of Germany and the president of the EU for a while. Putin knows all of this. He studied American history. Bill Clinton, Bill and Hillary, the corruption. He shakes his head, scratches his head. The American people can't see it. The nations of the world do. The corruption of this Rockefeller lineage. Two cousins, different fathers, Rockefeller fathers. Putin knows all of this. He knew what Clinton was doing in the 90s with Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin. Yeltsin was giving Russia away, had agreed to basically allow Russia to be completely, totally decimated, destroyed, and Putin and Yeltsin in the late 90s realized that Bill Clinton was not going to keep an agreement to expand NATO in Eastern Europe, and Yeltsin realized finally that he'd been duped. So what did he do? He hands over the power structure of Russia to a young, handsome, intelligent historian, politician, diplomat, and I don't know what else I can say in a positive way about this man. And what does he do? He takes Russia from being just a nation that is in shambles, and he begins year by year rebuilding, going into Russia's oil fields, building pipelines, selling oil and gas to Europe, to the nations in the European Union, and he develops Russia. Diplomatically, he begins to work with the old Soviet nations, India, China, nations in the south, in the global south, Africa, and in South America, works diplomatic magic with these nations. And he says, hey, if we all work together, if we trade together, if we use each other's currencies, if we stop using American dollar, if you stop trading with America, and you begin to sanction America because America has sanctioned you, we will become a group of nations that America will not be able to touch. Though they sanction any one of these nations, If we work together, the other nations will assist the nation that is being targeted by the U.S. And what do the nations do? They say, you bet. We have been in the crosshairs of the American CIA and the Rockefeller Foundations and the five brothers, the five evil brothers of America, David and Nelson and Lawrence and Winthrop. I think the other one is Morgan. I got to look that up. They said, yeah, we're tired of being sanctioned. This is what Vladimir Putin did. It's in the Bible. Russia must be great. Well, I'm at the bottom of the hour. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Podcasts are on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the first hour. Both hours will be on 1360KHNC.com. 1360KHNC.com in a short while.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
Again, daily 11-1, The Present Truth, on 1360, I'm sorry, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. I've been on the program on the radio station 1360KHNC.com for since 2021, so it's hard for me to remember that now I'm on the internet radio on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Got to make these switches transition. And that's what we have to do as a people. The Christian people, you have to transition from what you have been led to believe to the truth. You've been led to believe America is not in the Bible. The truth is, we are a great empire. We are the whale in the swimming pool out back. American Christians have to make a transition. The American people also have to make a transition. The transition is between the ears. To actually believe that this nation is going to not attempt, but this nation is hell-bent on being the center of the New World Order. Well, we will not be able to have total world hegemony over all the countries, the oceans, and the sea, the lands. So if we can't have it, if we can't own it, we will destroy it. America is going to destroy the nations that are going to de-dollarize. There is a campaign of vindictiveness internationally. I will always repeat the same thing. This one point. The nations of the world, they get their direction, the changes that take place in the nations, these changes take place as they watch what America is going to do. America is going to war in 2025. The nations know it's true. And they're going to have to adapt. And they're realizing some of the nations that are de-dollarizing are going to be the target of the United States armed forces and hidden weaponry of America, Russia, China. They're the main targets. And then all of the BRICS nations, Brazil, South Africa, India, will be targets of empire. But it's too late. These nations already are putting in place systems economically so that America cannot sanction them into oblivion. They are already putting in a digital network of trade. Computers that will, in their network, talk to one another. Not the Klaus Schwab system. That is going to be the system used by the Antichrist in the West. It's difficult, I know, to imagine. Christ said, if you know the truth will set you free, make you free, free you. As difficult as the truth may be, you will be free. Because this way you can daily make plans for the day. And because you know the truth, you're not deceived. I know the truth. I know that there's a time coming where I'm going to leave time and space. I'm going to exit. I'm going to leave. And because I know Christ, because I know that he has given me eternal life, there is no fear of death. I'll be in eternity. I have no doubt about that. But there's going to be a time when I won't be on air on the radio programs. That doesn't mean that I'm not going to. Well, then when I'm off the air, this is what the what's going to happen in America. There will be radio silence. Radio silence. The only thing that's going to be on the air is show me your papers, please. That's about it. Show me the mark on your forehead. Show me the mark on your hand, the number, the name. Yes, come in. Shop. You have access to anything you want. But if you have those, the mark or the number, you are eternally punished. And this is another thing, too, with the religions of the world. With Buddhism, you just die, or Hinduism, you just die and you're reincarnated. It's just an endless cycle. No. Then with the new religion of the world, transhumanism, you are going to morph, change, you're going to evolve into godhood, into theos, dios. You're going to be God. This is the big lie. This is the lie that the serpent told Eve. You shall be as God. This is the big lie. No, you can never be God. Regardless of the technology, regardless of the chips, regardless of the nanometals they put in you, you become a receiver. You become a transmitter. You can become God. No. It says in the book of Hebrews, it is appointed man to live one time. You get to live one life. And when that life is over, then judgment comes. And guess who's going to judge you? Jesus Christ. This is his universe. It's his eternity. We are his creation. And he will be our judge. And the wicked know this. And they don't care. They would prefer to be judged and go to eternal fire than to receive Jesus Christ. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, daily, 11 to 1.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, are you suffering from diabetes? Would you like to get off those dangerous medications? Here at Joseph's Organic Bakery, we have a solution where you eat our low-glycemic ancient grain bread and go on our diet plan. Please call me at 954-541-4062 or visit our website, veganbakerymiami.com.
And I just repeat the way to listen to the programs, AmericanFreedomNetwork.com. First hour will be archived on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast section, Present Truth. Program will play tonight, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, on 1360 AM KHNC Towers. You can stream 1360KHNC.com if you want to re-listen or if you haven't listened. And transition. The people of the world, not just America, internationally, Christ must return because, he says, in the last decade, the world becomes so evil and the sinfulness of man is so egregious, rampant. Look at how the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah have taken over this country. And what are we exporting? The sins of Sodom and Gomorrah. Russia has stated that these people will be put in jail. They won't be given a platform. They can't protest. Vladimir Putin said they're not going to destroy the youth of Russia. And he set a good example for the nations, many of the nations in Europe. Nations are afraid to stand up against this UN satanic agenda. This New World Order agenda. America, it says in the Revelation, Book of Revelation, becomes two things, Sodom and Egypt, meaning the sexual perversion of Sodom and Gomorrah. America becomes just like Sodom and Gomorrah, and also like Egypt. Egypt was known for the worship of all of the creatures of the land, the water, the moon, the stars, the frogs, the flies, snakes, idolatrous, the demons, the demon worship of Egypt. America would begin to and would eventually worship everything except God himself. God, the worship of God would be excuse me, to worship God would be I can't even think of the word. It would not be allowed. It would be verboten. And you watch. It will be. It's already begun. This is the campaign of Barry Satoru during his presidency. Attack God. Attack the Christians. And the gods of Egypt and the perversions of Sodom and Gomorrah. Transitioning. Now, one thing that Christ did say, as disturbing as these things may be, he did tell his people, do not be anxious for tomorrow. Live one day at a time. Live today. There's enough evil in this day. The day before the 4th of July, there's enough evil in this day. Don't worry about the evil coming on the 4th of July. This way, you're not overwhelmed. Because psychologically, emotionally, we can be overwhelmed by news or the possibilities. If what I'm saying and presenting is true, well, then we have to prepare. But let's assume that what I'm saying is I am totally off. Well, at least you'll be better off because you have prepared for, you might say, a long-distance race rather than a short sprint. Get out of debt. The wisdom I would have is you get out of debt, stay out of debt, be content with what you have. Don't covet what other people have. Be content with what you have. In the book of Proverbs, there is a verse, I think it's in chapter 30, that says that the writer, he said, Lord, give me my portion. God, you decide what's best for me. Give me the portion that is best for me. And with that portion, I'll be content. That's difficult. Because in America, people want what is not theirs. They covet what others have. But if you're content with what God has given you, then you're free. If you're content with what is in your world, you're free. But if you're coveting what others have, then there's that lust in the heart. There's that drive to have what is not yours. Be content with what you have. Don't covet what others have. Be content. That's freedom. Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the present truth.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
Every 2 minutes, a child becomes a victim of sex trafficking in the U.S. It's happening right now. Don't turn off the radio or change the channel. Don't cover your kids' ears, no matter how much you want to ignore it. Child trafficking is real. In fact, it's happening in your town. And you know what our greatest weapon against child trafficking is? It's our children. It's time to act with PACT. That's Partners Against Child Trafficking. PACT works to teach students how to identify the warning signs of child trafficking so they can help other vulnerable kids around them. PACT student ambassadors receive in-depth training on the issue and design a project to raise awareness, reduce victimization, and disrupt demand. Visit PACT.city to start donating today. That's PACT.city. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help end child exploitation.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, the secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Okay, I'm going to finish out the program. Once again, the present truth, weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcasts also on the same site, to the present truth site. Also on 1360KHNC.com, the radio towers, put out over the towers, is also archived on 1360khnc.com. This is out of the University of Nebraska. You know, I should at least do one news article today. This is out of University of Nebraska. They took a quarter pounder, a McDonald quarter pounder, patty, and they ran tests on it. They were testing for how many different strains of DNA they could find in that one quarter pound chunk of meat. Guess what they found? 1,300 different strains of DNA were found in the quarter pounder. 1,300 strains of DNA. So I just thought maybe you would want to know. I don't think 1,300 different animals. Over at the shop, we process one animal. We take all the whole muscle trim from that one animal and make our ground beef. So you got over 1,300 different animals in a quarter pounder. Or one animal in all those chubs of ground beef that we sell. So, that is not good. So I wanted to leave you with something positive. And because it's the 4th of July tomorrow, this program may play again tomorrow. But I wish everyone the very, very best 4th of July. Now remember, today, tomorrow, and the following day are the coven holy days of the devil worshipers. Protect yourself. Be wise. Enjoy your day with your families. Enjoy life. Don't be anxious for anything. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. You don't need tomorrow's evil today. There's enough evil in this day. Take care of yourselves. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, America's Freedom Network.